flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. A dog entered the campus of an ashram, and one of the disciples developed a sort of attachment to that dog. The dog came every day, and a disciple started to love that dog. The dog came often. The disciple fondled it, cuddled it, caressed it. And the dog was even more happy coming there every day, wagging his tail. Days passed, and the attachment deepened. And one day, the guru, the master, saw this attachment. He called the disciple and warned him, "You are a spiritual seeker and this attachment is unhealthy. It might awaken the past vasanas, the past vices and tendencies." The disciple understood. And the next day, the dog came again. But disciple did not pay any attention. The next day the dog came again. The disciple distanced himself. But dog kept frequenting the ashram. The disciple showed a stern face. And yet the dog came. And now the disciple took a stick and the dog ran away. And he never came back. The dog is the representation of our old sanskars, the hidden tendencies, the vasanas. The dog is the representation of the Maya. The first is that the disciple obeyed the master. He understood the trap. And he took the first step. He did not pay any attention. But yet, it doesn't mean that if you stop paying attention, they will stop frequenting you. The dog came again. He distanced himself. But still, the dog kept on coming. He turned. He showed a stern face. And yet, the dog kept on coming. And then he had to take up a stick. And the dog ran away. So also, spiritual journey is a journey of self-reflection. It is a journey of fixing the cracks. It's a journey of becoming the whole. It is a journey of integration. It is a journey of purification. It is a journey of analysis. And it is the journey of celebration. Celebration not just of the goal, but the celebration of the journey. So the journey is celebration and the target, the goal is celebration. The mirror of self-reflection. Look yourself into the mirror of knowledge. And when you look yourself into the mirror of knowledge, impartially, without any prejudice, such unbiased, non-judgmental analysis of the self will tell you what flaws, what defects, what weaknesses, what imperfections you carry within, and how to fix them. So the first exercise from today's Murli is mirror exercise. Have the mirror and see into it. What is it? The second is, you can draw a picture. It's called infographic. Here is the Brahmin, the confluence aged Brahmin. And here is the golden aged deity. In this path, what all things are needed? That's an art. That's a picture. That's an infographic. From the Murli, double crown of purity is needed. From the Murli, tilak, indelible mark. This tilak is needed. Takht, the throne, is needed. What all things are needed? Or what are the steps? Or the timeline from Brahmin to deity. What is this timeline? What all things you need without zigzagging? The distance is short. but the time is wasted in philosophing, in zigzagging, like a dog who travels the same distance of 5 kilometers as the master. And yet, he is panting. Yes, the dog is tired. And yet, the dog walked 25 kilometers, though the distance is just of 5 kilometers. Because the dog is beezing and is barking at other dogs, there is not a single cat which the dog tried not to terrify. There is not a single sideway where the dog did not vent and investigate. The dog is busy in investigating and researching. And the distance has become big. So this is the timeline from Brahmin to a deity. So what all things are needed? Purity is needed. Service is needed, Baba said. So you create your own infographic. And a very powerful statement in this Murli is, the present is the foundation of the future. Your present awareness leads to the future awareness. Your present sanskars build up the future sanskars. Your present thoughts, your present words, your present actions, your present tendencies, your present mindset, your present attitude, your present perspective, your present actions, everything that you do now, everything you do here and now. Baba said, you are the sapling. You are the foundation of the tree. If there is a defect in this sapling, there will be defect in the tree. You are the foundation of the new world. New world is like a tree. You are like a sapling. You are the image of support. Adhar Murt. You can write an essay on that topic. In what way the present is the foundation of future. You don't have to worry about future. Work on this moment. Have fulfillment in this moment. This moment should become joy and the future will become joy. This moment should become a festivity and the future will become a celebration. That also means that we should not kill this moment, waste this moment by unnecessary distractions. The dog was a distraction in the path of the spiritual seeker. And he rightly understood it. And he removed it. And yet the dog tried to cling. So also the distractions, so also the waste, so also the maya, so also our own perverted sanskars. They distract us. They are the cause of our spiritual sabotage. The first is to understand them, that this is an entrance in my path. What is the greatest hurdle in my path? So, this present should become a celebration. This present should become a moment of joy. And there is something called Seva Audit. Baba said, Tan, Man, Dhan, Jan. To what extent this body is being used for service? To what extent mind is engaged in service? In service and in tapasya. To what extent your wealth, how you are using it? Financial aspect. You are using it for your own self or you are using it for the world? Benefaction. What you are doing with your money? Is it the money-mindedness? Is it the greed somewhere hidden? You want to extend your business, you want to extend your career, but there is a thin line between greed and need. And sometimes we call our greed as need. Check the spiritual grammar. You need to change and understand the nouns, pronouns, and adjectives. You are calling your greed as need. That much money and that much expansion is not needed. So much expansion that you have no time for your own self, for your own purushartha. They are expanding. They are working at three places, working for 12 hours a day. And then they return home exhausted. And they call it need, or they call it responsibility, or they call it necessity, or the demands of the job. But confluence age is very small, remember that. And the time for effort making is very less. Now is the time for yourself. Unless and until you perfect yourself, how can you perfect the world? Working takes time, needs time. Study of Murli, study of... You can do that study in your... busy hours also. But there is a difference in studying in silence and with a relaxed mind and studying in a very... noisy atmosphere. You have to take a decision. The final decision. Option A, to continue the same thing. Option B, I need to stop this. I have to think of variation. I have to think of the ways and means to convert the full time into part time. What is the need? Is it need or it is greed? Is it really the service or the fulfillment of the ego? That you want to show that I am doing everything and yet leading a spiritual life. Spiritual life is essentially a life of silence and solitude. It's a life to stay away from limelight. It's a very internal slow process. It is the life of stillness. It is not a talkative life. It's a life of solitude, not the life of flamboyant speeches. It is the life of silence, not the life of noise. It's a journey of peace within. It's a journey of introversion. So stop, pause, think, rethink, contemplate, recontemplate. Change, plan. And the last thing Baba talked about, 16 celestial degrees. Now these are the topic to churn upon. What are the 16 kala, 16 celestial degrees? In different books, different degrees are written. In the scripture, different are written. In our literature, different degrees are written. So you can churn on this. So these are the sum of the points. That's the infographic. How you become from a Brahmin to a deity. From here to here, what are the milestones you come across? So the Murli starts with higher consciousness and self-respect and ends with what you have to become. If you think that you have rights, then you also have responsibilities. So rights versus responsibilities. Adhikar versus Zimmedari. If you are saying that, no, we are small and but we have right, but then you should also be responsible. In one of the Murlis, Baba said, the inmates of Madhuban are aware of their rights, but they are less aware of their responsibilities. You want things, but then you have to become responsible also. Every Murli gives you a mirror to see yourself. Murli is a mirror. Knowledge is the mirror. And Baba said, look into this mirror. See where you stand. What am I? Where am I? What I have to do? Where I need to pause? Or should I just continue the same option A? So after 10 years also you will remain in the same thing. Same struggle. Now take a stance. Now take a decision. Keep your foot down. Option.